Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your guest host, Cole Stratton, in for KP for just a little bit longer. Hang in there, everybody. Let's meet everybody today, shall we? First up, it's Chris Alvarado. Chris, if you could have given yourself a nickname when you were younger, what would it have been? Because I know you're supposed to be given them, but if you could choose it.
Well, ones that I had were Taz, Crass, and Sea Murder.
Sea murder.
Is that for child murder?
One that I would give myself would have been probably Sea murder. So,
do you mind if I call you Sea murder?
Please, please do.
That's cool.
But I'm going to imagine it's SEA murder. Like you kill on the open waves. Nice. Next up, Jackie Gonzalez DeRuthy.
Hello.
Jackie, is there like a word that is really tough for you to say or pronounce? I know that like I, for some reason, I get hung up on bagel because I said bagel as a kid growing up. So I just go like get held up on it. Is there anything like that for you?
I'm not sure if there's one word that gets me every time, but I certainly struggle with words, at least one word on the daily, especially if I'm tired. If I'm tired, it really takes me a long time to get words out sometimes. And I used to work at a deli super early in the morning, and I remember like sometimes, I mean, it would just take me so long, and then they wouldn't tip me, and I'm like, okay, well, clearly I'm having some issues. Like, I can't believe you're not even tipping me. I'm having a rough day. I can't even say bagel or whatever it was that they were ordering. Yeah, I would say different words every day. Ampersand is a weird one. And I don't know, that's how I say it, is that right?
Yeah.
Sounds
okay,
like it.
Then I'm fine with that one.
So you nailed ampersand. Okay. Congratulations.
I'll give you one that I'm good at.
There it is. Next up, it's James Heaney. Heaney, did you ever hurt yourself bad when you were a kid? And if so, what happened?
I hurt myself a handful of times. I cracked my head open when I was probably, I don't really remember, maybe fifth
because
grade.
Because you cracked your head open.
It was the last day of Christmas vacation or holiday vacation. It was vacation. And we were doing like Winter Olympics in our house. So we had moved the couch to the middle and I would run and we'd do cartwheels over the couch. But one of those times I hit like there was like a table and just split my head open. And like everything seemed to get, I didn't pass out, but it, everything got really dark and we were trying to like hide it. Like, like, you know, we're probably not supposed to be doing cartwheels. Over the, I was a latchkey kid. My parents both worked, and like we were left home to our own devices. But I got stitches, and I was fine.
All right, well, that's good at least.
Holy crap! Who took you?
And
to get
there's
the stitches?
Been no brain damage since.
Oh boy!
I don't think.
Next up, it's Craig Kukowski. Craig, you're a big movie guy. We've talked about this many times, but what genre of film is your least favorite? What doesn't work for you? What's a slog?
Ooh, because, well, I'm going to go comedy. Comedy is my least favorite just because I have high, high, high comedic standards, and most film comedy is low. Low. So, yeah, I don't see much comedy. I haven't seen many classic comedies. Just because, you know, I had to look up
like
when we had that episode where we're people who only spoke in movie quotes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And we had to finish each other's. You started one, Cole. I had no idea what it was. And it was from, I had to look it up. It was from Dumb and Dumber, which I've never seen.
Oh, Samsonite. Wow. Yeah, I think it's that one.
And Dumb I will never see it. I will never see it.
It's and pretty, like, it's pretty one, funny. Sick. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of scatological humor, which a lot of stuff falls into. And there are moments of that. But there's actually some pretty brilliant comedic moments in that movie.
You know who's not funny? Jim Carrey.
Come on.
Shit, Colin Throne.
Craig?
Gosh. This
controversial.
Craig? Wait, but Craig, do you have a favorite comedy movie?
It's going to be from the
like
Criterion
one, or
collection.
Or one that you really like and think is good. Maybe it's not your favorite, but you're like, this one's funny to me.
As he's thinking, you know what I love? That Barb and Star.
Yes, Barbara's Go to Miss of Amar.
It's really good.
I had no want, I had no desire to watch it, and holy shit, that
was an improv show on
that's
screen.
So that's so funny. Funny.
Carla wasted $20 on that.
Hey. Yeah, we also paid for it as well.
Me too.
I guess Dumber and Dumberer, I think, is probably my favorite.
The second one.
Yeah, I did like that. I did.
Yeah, when they're at the gas station and that dog barks, I thought that was great.
Yeah, that was a funny movie, actually, because Jim Carrey's not in it.
Jim Carrey's pretty funny. Obviously, you haven't seen The Majestic.
Or Mr. Poppins.
Or Penguins. I mean, some penguin work in that movie by the effects department. Pretty great. Last but not least, it's Joey Greer. Joey, I've heard you've got a hot new stock tip. What is it? What do we need to be investing in?
All right. Look, legally, I'm not allowed to actually say what stock to invest or not invest in. Okay. I have to say that legally. I also have to say I'm not a legal stock trader. So my advice comes from an amateur speculative point of view. Okay. We all saw what happened with that Robinhood guy. What's his name? I forgot his name. Something Katz or whatever. Whatever that dude, that Redditor who's doing. Am I the only one who's like?
I have no idea.
You know what?
The sheriff of Nottingham.
Yes. Okay. Look, this is. I'm a money guy through and through. I can't get enough of it. I swim in it. I live in it. I div in it. Okay. It's just what I'm about. And right now, if you want to get on the hottest stock, this is something I can say legally. Get out of the stock market. Liquidate everything you can right now because the stock market ain't going to be there, honey. Okay. What you really need to get to is the soup market. All right. Now, if you're in downtown LA, if you go down to 4th Street and Broadway, there's this dope food spot. All right. Now, if you can take all the money you've taken out of your stock.
Okay. We're stopping this right now. We have a big show to do. Okay. But great advice. Definitely, guys. I'm just going to invest in Campbell's. I think that's the long.
Fourth Broadway, where I used
that's
to
safe,
work.
That's the safe soup market.
Let's do a damn show, shall we? All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
Scene one is from alchemaniac Mike Del Rosso, who wrote Lampsters, a hamster-powered lamp. This year's must-have gift for the holidays.
Oh my God, honey. The hamsters inside the gift died.
Oh.
I don't think this lamp's going to work when we give it to Timmy.
Oh gosh. Well, he doesn't need to necessarily know that that's what the hamsters are there for, to light it up. It could just be a home for the hamsters.
The hamsters are dead. Yeah. But we just got to have a home for a hamster? Get your coat on. We've got to go get hamsters.
Okay. Yeah. 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 But also,
you think Timmy
will
sleep through the night, or?
Oh, yeah, we could probably leave him here. Yeah, we could probably leave him here.
Okay.
He always sleeps through the night.
Good. Go ahead.
Are you here to try to get hamsters, huh? Get in line. There's a Black Friday land out there. It's the hot new item. We're going to run out. You're going to have to rush the doors with everybody else. Get in the line.
Will they be living when we get in? Because I'm not going to wait in this line unless they're living.
They will be, but if you guys rush too hard, they might not be. So, you know.
Listen, maybe you can understand. We've got like 50% of our gift for our child, and we need to get the other part, or the first half doesn't even matter. Yeah. So if you would let us go in front of you, we're one step closer to those sweet, sweet hamsters.
You think this is the first hamster sob story I've heard today? Every single person in this line has a reason why they need to get in there,
all
right?
That's not true. Excuse me, sir, why do you need to get in here?
Oh, God. Okay. He's coming. Okay.
All right, it's fine. All right, we'll wait patiently.
Mom? Dad? Mom? Dad? Check under the bed. Mom? Dad? They're gone. Yes. My wish came true. Santa granted me my wish. Oh my God. I'm gonna call Charlie. Okay. Oh my God. Oh my God. Come on, Charlie, pick up. Come on, Charlie.
Hello. Hello? Hey, Charlie? Sorry. I barely got to my Wookiee phone. What's going on?
Charlie, it happened.
It happened?
My wish. It came true. My parents are fucking dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, folks. I noticed you're in the back of the line here. That many odds of you getting a hamster tonight are pretty slim.
Is that true?
Let me guess. You bought lamsters for your kid.
Yeah, right? You bought lamsters and the hamsters were dead.
Oh, no, yeah, that happens a lot. You know, they ship them out live, but, you know, takes a couple of weeks, you know, in transit.
It said that it was supposed to be delivered almost a week earlier, and then, yeah, of course, they're dead.
Well, post office lost its funding, and so a lot of hamsters are dead in the mail.
Let's not get political about this. I'm just trying to keep my head in the game and get some hamsters.
Well, yeah, hey, if you want to make your kid happy this Christmas, have you considered Goebbels Gerbilite?
Goebbels Gerbilite? I don't know. Would that work?
Could we use
I'm Joey, the Goebbels? I'm Joey Goebbels.
The Joey Goebbels from the commercials?
Yeah, I from the commercials.
That's right.
Yeah,
you look way different without all that makeup on. But yeah, I can see it if I squint.
They put on a lot of makeup for those commercials. Like, it's practically a clown face what I'm wearing for that. And, you know, first of all, I want to make clear that Goebbels Gerbilite is not a knockoff of Lampsters. We were there first.
Well, could we put your Goebbels Gerbils inside of our hamster Lampsters?
That was my question.
Oh,
thank
all
you.
Right.
We can fill each other's sentences.
Is it compatible? Is what you're asking?
Yeah, it's compatible. You
know, can gerbils create the same amount of power the hamsters do in order to power the lamp? And I'm here to say yes, they can.
Oh, thank God.
Did you get them? Did you get the hamsters?
Line was too long. Line was too long. I couldn't do it.
You gotta go back. We need it real bad.
I just want to play. You want to play with me for a little bit?
Yeah, we can play.
Welcome, everybody. Come on in. Come on in. This is what's known as a rager now. Officially, oh, we have hit rager capacity. Do whatever you want in the house. I own it now. Anything you need, anything you want, I'm here to help.
I've always wanted to drink Hershey's straight out of the bottle. Do you guys have that?
Come here, my man. Come here. We line up a couple shot glasses here. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Can we see their bodies?
That's the thing.
That's here weird.
Cheers.
Cheers.
The thing is, The thing is, I don't know where they are. I think God just took their souls and their bodies when I prayed for them to die.
Whoa, what? That's amazing.
Hey, you guys ever go into an adult's bathroom? It's pretty fucking crazy.
No, I'm not allowed in my parents' bathroom.
Come on in. Bring everybody. Everybody, we're going to do a tour of my parents' bathroom. No one seems as excited.
I'm stoked. Let's see what's in there.
Thanks.
Oh, wow.
All right, come on. Come on. Come over here.
Oh, it's in their bedroom? They have a bathroom in their bedroom?
Yeah, it's called en-suite.
Whoa, his and her sinks.
That's right. Oh. So go ahead, do whatever you want. It smells different in here, huh?
I like the crown molding.
Share one sink, and that's why they're divorced now.
Mm. What's a Jack Uzi tub?
I don't know, but
it's a jacuzzi. It's a tub that like bubbles and has jets.
Hear me out. What if we filled it up and jumped in?
Fill it up with what?
Yeah,
water.
Joey, what's going on? It's so late. What do you mean you got to open the shop back up? Come on, can't I just do it in the morning or something? I got to get all these gerbils out right now? Come on, let me just...
Yeah. Hey, we made a sale.
Oh, my God. Dude, let's just call it quits, man. That hamster lamster's really just taking over.
No, it's not. It's not. We were there first. And this nice couple would like... What do we think? Five gerbils to keep it powered? Because I think hamsters... You know, that will create a little more power per rodent.
Okay, because we did have three hamsters originally.
Three hamsters. Yeah. I would say five gerbils. Yeah.
Three to five.
Nope. Let's
and
go
these
five.
Are going to fit in the hamster lamster we already have, right? We don't got to get a new.
Did you bring the lamster with you?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I remember the size, and I can kind of mime it to you.
Gerbils are a little leaner and longer than hamsters. So I think, I think the tubes, they will fit in the same tubes. If they're not compatible, bring it back for a full exchange.
I mean, it's too fucking late to bring it back. It's Christmas Eve.
Black
Friday, Christmas Eve.
All right, we're going to do spin the bottle with my dad's 44 Magnum. So everybody sit down.
All right.
That's not a bottle.
Look, I don't know what your deal is, Teresa, but you've been correcting everybody all night.
Sorry, guys. It's almost like ever since I got a 1280 on the SATs, I'm freaking feeling myself.
You're in fifth grade. That's good.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I give him a shot, because what's a standardized test if not a way to test myself in the moment?
You can keep doing all this talking or you can start doing some kissing because the gum barrel's pointing at you.
Okay, great. So who spun it?
Who spun it? I didn't spin it.
Okay, so I guess I'm kissing myself.
Okay, I'm down.
Okay,
with
guys,
that.
Watch this.
Yeah.
This is how smart I am. I can figure this one out. Don't worry. Okay, so if I divide myself into two,
well,
and then
here's
I
what
carry
I do.
The
not
one,
to correct you, but I usually put my fist in the shape of a face, and the thumb becomes the mouth, and I kiss my hand where the thumb and my knuckles meet, and it's like lips. It's just like lips.
Why don't we all do that? Make out session
with
what if
our
we
hands.
Combine spin the bottle and Russian roulette.
What's Russian roulette?
Well, you put one bullet.
I got you.
Okay, so these gerbils in the bag, they're going to be fine. It seems like this bag's pretty tight.
Babe.
Yeah, that's an airtight bag. No way. How long to travel to get home?
It's not that long. What do you say?
20 minutes? 40,
20 minutes. It's late at night, so no traffic.
Yeah, 45 with traffic, minutes. But at this hour.
Oh, fuck, Daryl's dead.
Oh, my God.
I didn't wish for this. I didn't wish for this.
I know exactly what to do. We need to chop him up into the smallest pieces possible.
Okay.
Spread them wide and large throughout the city. That way, no one is implemented. Then
Everybody, go to the kitchen. Grab knives. Grab whatever you can.
Come on, everybody. Pretty fucked up SAT that I took. I'm not sure that it was the official one, but I learned a lot.
Okay, everybody, grab a knife. Do you have a knife?
Oh! We've got a change of plans here, elves. We've got
what is it, Santa?
Well, one of our guys, Sammy Lemontite, he went from nice to naughty.
Oh no!
And he went from naughty to naughtier.
What are we gonna do?
He had the audacity to pray to me as if I was God. So already we're in some kind of naughty zone, religiously heresy. And then he wished for his parents to be dead.
Oh no! Wait,
that's very naughty.
Little Daryl Thompson just disappeared from the list. What happened to him?
Well, you better believe that Sammy Lemontite shot him in the face.
Oh, my God. Which is crazy. Is that a human name? Because it sounds like an elf name.
Is he elf-born?
He sounds elf-born.
Whoa. Maybe this is...
He must be sacrificed.
All right, guys. Everybody line up for some more Hershey shots. I'm really proud of everybody. We put our minds together. Chop that body up, spread them all around the garden and the yard, and there's no sign of Daryl anymore. So raise a glass.
Oh, I don't feel good. I don't know if it was the first shot of Hershey's or dismembering our friend.
I don't feel good because if you had listened to my plan, it was to spread out the body parts throughout the city so that you're not in any kind of suspicion, but it's all in your personal yard. I think you're going to get caught.
And you own this house now, so...
And you shot him. Exactly. And in Russian roulette, that's not the rules.
Yo, Sammy, there's lights in your driveway.
Oh, what?
What? Maybe it's Santa. Maybe it's Santa, everybody.
I hope he's still asleep. That sweet little precious baby boy.
Hey, neighbor,
is.
How you doing? Oh. Hey, neighbors, how are you?
Hey.
Keep it down. We're
late
surprised.
Late night walk for you, Jim.
A little late night walk. Can't sleep. Can't sleep. You know? Yeah. Christmas is always that time of year when it's like, oh, yeah, that's right.
I know.
They're in Orlando. They're in Orlando. We're in Chicago.
It brings up thoughts of the family.
What's going on with y'all? What are y'all doing?
Well, look at this bag of gerbils.
We're trying to keep them
alive. They're sleeping right now, but that's just because it's
dead
late.
Animals.
No, what? They're not. We just bought these.
Sneak out of here. I don't think they see us.
I mean, look, if you tell me they're sleeping, but I mean, they look dead.
I'll shake them a little bit.
Wow, that was a hard shake, sweetie. You're very, very strong.
I mean, one
strong.
Of them fell out of the bag and it's on the ground. I mean, they're dead, but you know.
Did you get a dog, Jim? I thought I heard some rustling in the bushes.
No dog. No. Just me.
Everyone really wants you to have a partner.
Honey, guess what? Daryl's dead. My wish came true. And that's our first scene.
Oh, no!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scene 2 is from listener Luca, who wrote, "Hey everyone, I've got a scene idea. Backstage at Nicholas Schitzman's iconic sitcom Schitt's. It's not a show about nothing, it's a show about shitting. Thanks, Luca."
Just make sure your cell phones are in the bag, okay? No recording.
Okay, and just laugh when they tell me to laugh? Or laugh when I feel it in my heart?
You know, laugh when they tell you to laugh, yeah. And if you're coming down off of the seating and you're going to stand backstage, just don't make any noise.
I get to stand backstage?
That's what that pass does, yeah.
Oh my gosh. This is so exciting. I thought, you know, my dad has one line. I didn't think I was going to get all the perks. I've been dying to meet Nicholas Schitzman. He's going to be backstage. He has to be.
He probably will be, yeah. But please just don't talk to her or bother anybody.
He takes the coolest shits. He takes the coolest shits.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Well, just follow the path right here, the yellow line, and it'll take you right backstage. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Amazing. I wish I had friends to share this with.
Hi, I'm next.
How are you? Pass. Good. There you go. Great. Just put your phone in the sleeve right here.
Okay. Do I have to? I thought my pass gave me privileges.
Let me see the pass right here. Oh, yeah. You can. You can. You don't need to put it in the sleeve. Just please put it on silent and volume down. That's absolutely. It. If you're in the stands, please laugh when they tell you to laugh. And then if you want to go backstage, just follow the yellow line.
Okay. 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 Thank you.
Hey.
Were you?
Oh, I'm next. This is where I'm supposed to go, right?
Yep.
Here's my pass.
All right. Here's a sleeve for your phone.
Oh, well, read the pass. I have privileges. I get to be on the show, whatever part I want this week.
Let me see that. Oh, you're right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So laugh when it's your line to laugh.
Excuse me. I'm just going to cross back through here. Excuse me.
All right. So just follow the green line and, I'll take you right to the stage and, talking to the directors and the writing and, cast and everyone else. Right.
Great. Definitely worth that extra $20 for this pass.
Hey, Nikki Chitz, 5 minutes, bud. Just, I know you like 5 minutes, so it's actually 10 minutes, but I tell you 5 minutes because I know it takes you a little bit longer to get ready. You good?
Taking a shit.
Okay, Nikki. Couple of things. We're getting rid of the second line in the second scene, so we're crossing that line out. And also, they wanted me to tell you that some important people are in the audience tonight, okay?
I'm taking a shit.
Hell yeah, dude. Okay, so that's five. We need you on set in five. Oh, God.
Excuse me, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen Nickel? Have you seen my dad?
Who's your dad?
His name is Nicholas Hayworthy. He's playing janitor.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. He's in that trailer right there.
Okay, do I look cool?
I'm sorry?
Do I look cool? It's been a while that I've been seeing him in a while.
You look pretty cool.
Is this California cool? I'm from New Hampshire.
Oh, wow.
I just kind of came here to say hi to my dad.
Oh, he doesn't know you're here?
No.
And you haven't seen him in a while?
Barely looks knows what I look like. Yeah, no, I haven't seen him in a while. Well, you know, he moved here when I was four to follow his dreams, and here he
is.
That's
his trailer right there.
Can I confess something to you? I've been acting for 30 years, and this is my first part on a sitcom.
Hmm. Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I just bought this pass. I don't even know what I'm supposed to say.
You what?
I bought a pass, and then it was like $20 more, and it says be on the show, so I got it.
And, how many lines do you have?
I have no idea. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Don't know what my character is. It just says be on the show. So they sent me down this green line. I've just been walking on this green line. It just keeps going.
Guys. Sorry to interrupt. I have some updates here for you. Hey, welcome. Welcome. You paid the fee, correct?
Yes, I did.
Great. Terrific. So your character actually has a name. You're Larry. Okay.
Larry,
so
great.
Go ahead and take a look. So you're in the first three scenes.
Okay.
It's about 11 or 12 lines there.
Wow. Well done, pal. Yeah. I got the one line.
What was your character's name again?
Well, it's janitor in the script, but I think his name is Clarence Tuppence.
Okay.
I mean, that's just the backstory that I've worked out.
Oh, janitor. Quick note here. So, Clarence. So it says,
or Nick, or actually, is that confusing? If I'm Nick and Nikki Schitz is also Nick, you can call me Hayworthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're never actually, your character's never referenced by name either way. So whatever character name you need to make yourself feel comfortable.
Get out of here. That's how I was going to do it. Is that too gruff? Or
no, that sounds pretty good. Except that it's not get out of here anymore. It's scram.
Scram. Okay, so it's just the one word.
I'm so sorry. All right, just guys. A little update on the scripts here. We're going to cut the janitor. We're just going to cut the janitor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean cut? What do you mean just cut
give,
the janitor?
Oh, hey, is that the guy with the?
This is one of our writers.
Here. Yeah. Right. Just give him the line. Just give How's him the line. Going? Just give him the line.
Okay. So,
well, I'm Scram. I'm here.
Actually, so now that we have the updated,
what about so Scram out of here. Scram
so
out of here.
It's not Scram anymore. Actually, they added the line back. It's get out of here and don't come back anymore. But it's now your line, sir.
You have it to this guy.
I'm not the writers. The writers. You see that group of people over there?
Well, just own it if you're the one relaying the news.
I feel bad for you, buddy. Like, he can do my part with me. We can just do it in unison together.
Yeah.
Here's an idea. You see that group huddled up over there around those monitors? Those are the writers. Feel free if you want to talk to them. I'm sure they'd love to hear your ideas, okay?
Oh, here's my paperwork, by the way.
I'm just going to sign you out now.
Okay, guys. All right, okay. So I'm gonna be doing the crowd warm up. Okay, so everyone in the crowd,
give us candy. Right. We want candy.
You're gonna get candy. So, so just remember, okay. Nikki Shit, this is great. You all love who's a fan of Nikki Shit.
Me.
Who came from the farthest? Who came from the farthest?
Came from Illinois,
Arizona,
New Hampshire, Arizona. New Hampshire.
I came from Burbank, but I flew around the world the other way to get here.
Hey, are you trying to be fucking funny, huh?
What?
Are you trying to be fucking funny?
No, I really
he
did.
I'll
kick your
way.
Ass. You understand that? I'll kick your fucking ass. All right, don't fuck with me.
I was visiting friends in New Zealand.
This is my job. All right, I'm the crowd warm up. Do you understand that? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I came from far away. I came from Arctic Research Station 15 at the poles.
Okay.
No, I really did.
Are you fucking going to kick your fucking ass, huh?
No,
I'm going to shove up your fucking ass.
Okay, all right, everybody. Okay. Now, I got this bag.
I got this bag of pretzels. Half bag of pretzels. Who wants a bag? Who wants a little bit? Who wants a pretzel?
It's open.
Hey, Nikki. Hey, bud. You missed your five.
I just took a shit.
Yeah. So we need you ASAP. We're ready to go. We got a nice big house out there tonight. They're excited to see you. So why don't you come on out, bud?
Marty, thanks for picking me up and getting me the hell out of there, man. I just got a voice recording of me saying I'm going to take a shit. I can't. I can't do this show anymore, man. I just feel like it's who I am. It's just not there, right? I was supposed to be an artist. You know,
are an artist, Nikki. This is your gig.
I don't know, Marty.
You typecast, but you know what? You can retire on this. You could get yourself out of the Sao Paulo beach sometime.
You know what happened with me and my ex, okay? We broke up. He was just so into himself. And then I got in a three-way with that other girl, and it just didn't work out. I just was so
confused. It sounded like a great time, Nikki. I think of that story as a legendary story.
Marty, it's not about sex, okay? For God's sakes, it's about the substance. All right.
I watch videos about people having sex like you described to me. I don't get the problem, Nikki. I think you should get back in there and do your set. You got talent. You're an artist.
It's a sitcom. It's not a set, Marty. I appreciate you listening to
sir, before you leave, janitor, whatever your name is, you did.
Nicholas Aworthy.
I know you're on your way out.
Or Clarence Tuppence.
So we have to escort you off the lot in just a moment, but you do have a guest.
What?
You have somebody who showed up.
I didn't invite anyone. I was going to make me too nervous.
I don't know what to say. She's actually at the crafty over there. She's the one that looks like she looks like California cool.
Oh, I did send postcards to every casting director in town.
Oh, she's right over there at the crafty. But you gotta keep it quick because we're going to start shooting. And we need you escorted. We need you off.
Right. I bet it's Allison Jones.
Wow. Hi. Individually wrapped Twizzlers. Keep them fresh. Oh, hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Do I know you?
Yes. And I know you. And I just want to say, I'm not mad at you. I'm actually really proud of you for following your dreams and coming out here and acting.
Excuse me. Sorry, excuse me. I'm security. I'm supposed to take you off the lot.
What?
Am I interrupting something?
Yeah, I'm.
Professor,
hey, I know guy. You. Hey, camera guy, swing that camera this way. Just trust me. Just trust me.
I'm not recording right now.
Just start rolling.
I know you. You look familiar.
Yeah. Well, I should, and maybe just a little bit older.
It's tradition to have your hands behind your back locked up while we do this, so if you can continue the conversation, just put it right here.
Am I being arrested?
No, you're just being escorted, but it's going to be kind of tight.
It's not traditional, you sadist.
How many times have you been escorted off a lot?
Never. I've never been on a
then
lot before.
Then it's tradition. Put your hands behind your back.
Oh, my God.
Continue having the conversation.
This is horrible. Nikki's gone. I don't know where he is. Wait, this is crazy.
You're
this
Florence.
Is one of the biggest episodes. Yes,
you're Florence.
Yes,
I am.
Oh my God, my daughter.
Wait, are you Florence too?
Oh my gosh, and are you Florence Pugh?
Okay, hold on. Everybody, keep it down. You, sir, the one who paid the fee. Look, yeah. Nikki's gone. We're going to give you all of his lines. We need you on right now. Go.
Okay.
The rest of us, let's just keep this conversation down.
You would need to bump somebody up to take over his parts if he's going to take over Nikki's.
That's a good point.
Should I unlock him?
Let my dad do it.
Lock me.
Let's ask
a quick
Florence.
Study.
Let's ask Florence.
Florence Pugh or Florence, my daughter?
Pugh. What do you think?
I think the daughter. What do you think?
Going with the daughter? Okay, let's go with
ask the daughter.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. No, you're in it. You're in it. Okay. Fee man, you are now Nikki Schitz. There's the script.
Okay.
And there you are.
Ms. You'll be Larry.
Florence, the daughter. There you go. Those are your lines now. And
Florence
go.
You took my name.
Woo! Yeah.
Hey, sorry it took so long. I was taking a shit.
Wow.
Scram out of here.
Hey, where do you want me to go? Shitsville?
He's breaking free from the cuffs!
I just wanted you to do my homework for me, man.
Oh, boy. Trigonometry. Talk about a lot of shit.
Yeah, and I paid you money to do it.
Hey, crowd warm-up guy, get these fucking audiences to laugh. They need to fucking laugh.
What's going on? I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know what I'm fucking doing.
Dad, help me. What's my intent? What do I want from this guy in this scene?
I guess you just want to connect with him.
Okay. Thank you. You're such a good actor.
Are you talking to me? Or?
Yeah. I just think that you're really good and you know what you're doing.
Oh,
I've actually been following in your footsteps and I've been doing some local theater work.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And cut. Okay, we can't have this conversation. What? This is going to stick to the script, the line. Nikki's gone. The show's falling apart, to be honest. Our audience isn't laughing. This is not funny.
As security, I can be honest. It was that this whole thing really relied on Nikki Schitt's.
Do you watch comedy movies?
I mean, here at this office, but not outside of work. I keep work and pleasure separate.
So you think maybe you could do this?
Hell yeah, I could do this. Nikki Schitt's isn't talented. He just happens to have great writers.
You really think that security officer, what is that, Jim Carrey, can do this role?
Look, as you can tell, it's been a weird day here. I say, let's go. Let's get janitor down. Let's get Florence the daughter. Let's get you, Fee-Man, and let's get Jim Carrey, the security officer. And I think we should also get the crowd warm-up guy down here. Come on. Come down here, dude. Come down
that
here.
That guy was awful.
Well, maybe he's better on camera. Here we go. Look at this new
cast. All righty, then.
And that's our second scene.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily.
Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scene 3 is from listener Simon, who wrote, "Dear Kevin, I just moved from New York to Colorado, and Alchemy This got me through the 26-hour drive. Thank you all for the amazing podcast."
Damn.
That's a lot of podcasts to listen to. "My suggestion comes from my driving experience passing by oddly specific museums, including the Sod House Museum. Scene suggestion, permit office for museums. Order up, Simon."
All right, we've got all of our permits stacked up here, but nobody seems to be applying for museums anymore. Maybe museums are just a thing of the past because of the internet.
Hello, I have an appointment.
An appointment? Let me look through my book. I wasn't expecting that. Okay. There you are. You must be Brian.
That's me, yes.
Hi, Brian.
Oh, hi.
Have you filled out a permit form yet?
I actually have, yep.
Oh, cool. You are so responsible.
It was easy. I just printed it online and filled out what kind of museum
I'm
going to have.
I hate the internet. I wish it didn't exist. Okay, so it does look like you filled this all out correctly.
And I wrote the checkout to the permit office for the museum.
Oh, Charisse, we've got a check. Charisse, come up here. Oh, we're going to stay open. All right, so you want to start a museum on... you want to start a museum on...
it's right there. Just read it.
Pornography. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's appropriate. Pornography, you mean, I assume, nudity?
Yeah, it's part of it.
I don't think that's your decision. Charisse, could you come up here?
Yeah, sorry, I was climbing all the stairs. Sorry, Mr. Kettlewell.
We've got an applicant. And here's the check for his check to see if we approve it. But it's not approved. But take the check quick.
Big money.
But be honest, do you think that we could take a museum of pornography?
Porno?
What?
Porno?
You shortened it? Porno museum?
By the way, there seems to be a line forming behind me.
Oh, there's more people. Charisse, we might not have to close after all.
We were about to close the permit office for museums because no one was trying to open up museums.
Internet. Everybody can just look up what they want to learn on the internet. But I guess they don't have that for pornography.
Just want to correct one. It's not...
Wow, this place is amazing. Oh, look. It's the dick from... Anal Boppers 12.
Oh my gosh.
Don't touch that. Keep behind the line.
Sorry. Oh my gosh. This is insane.
This is crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I want to sneak a selfie. Make it look like I'm filleting it.
All right.
Hey, you can't put your mouth on that.
Sorry.
I put it near it.
It looked like it was touching it.
I mean, I could only dream. But I excuse me, sir? Do that.
Sir?
Me?
Uh-huh.
What?
I just had a question. Is there any way to meet the porno stars here?
Meet the porno stars?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to meet Tutankhamun when you go to the Field Museum?
Is that possible?
I'm sorry. You probably do want to, but you can't. The porno stars aren't here. These are just memorabilia. These are artifacts from the events.
Are you sure they're not here? Oh. I see a lot of people walking around with trench coats and hats on.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Fellas, look who this is.
You might recognize me. Hold on. Take my pants down.
It's Long Schlong Sean.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Is this part of the exhibit?
We are huge, huge fans. I mean, those scenes you did with Tiny Box Rachel, I mean, that was really weird, but amazing. I don't even know.
I know. Fun fact, her box wasn't even that tiny.
Hey, folks, I couldn't help but notice you're at the back of the line for this permit office. Yeah. The odds of getting your permit today are pretty low. There's a lot of folks in front of you. So I was wondering if I have a space that recently opened up that is available to maybe put a museum in.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I got you. I hooked you. I'm Joey Goebbels, by the way.
Joey Goebbels from the commercials?
Yeah. I've moved on.
That makeup on the commercials, holy shit.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, isn't it? But this is my real face without the clown makeup on.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I got destroyed by Lampsters. Destroyed by Lampsters. Lampsters. I've got a 3,000-foot retail space that is available for maybe a museum. And I wouldn't ask you to get a permit.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. What's your museum about?
Just flakes of human skin. So,
you sick fuck. You sick fuck.
Hold on. What do you mean?
No. Hey, excuse me, sir. Couldn't help but notice you're toward the back of the line. The odds of getting in today are pretty slim.
That's true.
I'm Joey Goebbels from the commercials.
Yeah.
I got a retail space that it needs a tenant now, and I wouldn't ask you to get the permit that this government regulation, you know.
Oh, I'm interested.
Okay, what's your museum?
It's a Jim Carrey museum.
Uh huh.
It celebrates
devoted to his dramatic work. I'm assuming.
That'll be part of it. That'll be the serious annex wing. Uh-huh. But it'll be mostly his comedies, his appearances on talk shows, opinions on vaccinations, his beard. I mean, it's going to be great.
You know, I'm going to be charging $50,000 a month for this space, so it's probably out of your price range.
And we're going to get a pornography museum, so you can go back to the back of the line, sir. You're out of here.
Well, something just happened.
Let's take that.
How was your day, Grandpa? You look like you got a lot of exercise, and I like that.
Well, there was a lot of action at the permit shop today.
Oh. Went down and to try to go get another permit. I love that. That's wonderful.
But would you believe somebody wanted to open a pornography museum? I told them no. So thank God that'll never open up. We got to keep the streets clean, sweetheart. Your grandpa is a hero.
Sure. And my hero grandpa still has a very large bank account, right? Like giving that permit didn't really affect.
Well, the good news is our business plan means people pay to apply. That doesn't mean that they get the permit. Okay. I mean, I don't want to sound evil, but that's the way it works. Okay.
And I'm not counting your money. I just was worried about, you know.
I wouldn't expect so. You probably are most excited to one day take over the permit office.
Right.
Would you believe I gave a permit to a man for human flakes of skin today?
But not the pornos.
Oh, no, no, no. Did you know that pornography?
I'm sorry, sir. We're going to have to close down your storefront. I mean, there's nothing inside. You have no rent coming in. I'm sorry. That's just...
Uh-huh. And who are you? Who are you to say so?
I just work for the city, sir. Okay, I'm just giving you the news. I'm just giving you the news, all
right? Hold it right there. Pardon me. Hi.
What's I'm Larry. Going on?
I don't know.
Larry Lamster. Here's my business card.
Oh, my God. From Hamster Lamsters.
I want to talk to you, Mr. Goebbels.
You know, when I bought one of these, all the hamsters were dead, all right? I just want you to know that. When I bought that, the hamsters were dead.
You just want me to know that?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people had that problem.
Listen, Goebbels. I like you.
Goebbels.
I like you, Goebbels. A lot. Today's your lucky day. I want to help you out.
No way, Lamster is your Christian name, by the way. You changed it. You changed it after you came up with the product.
That's neither here nor there. Because this briefcase full of money says I can call myself whatever I want. And I want to give this to you, Goebbels. Because you're a good person. You're a decent person.
I mean, the Goebbels traditionally weren't a good family. So just, you know.
I spell it differently.
At the end of the day, Sarah, you know, yeah, I got a perfect score on my SAT, so I can go there and probably get a full ride. But after college, you know, I just don't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I want to have fun at college, but afterwards, I just kind of don't.
I don't know. I can't really think about that right now at the wake. It's just so crazy that he died. You know what I mean? And they can't find his body.
Right. That's crazy. Super crazy. The problem is it's bringing up a lot of emotions.
Have you talked to Daryl? He hasn't been at school at all.
Oh, for real? He's that torn up?
I know.
God. I mean.
Hey, kids, friends. Thanks for meeting me at the Porno Museum. Now, listen. We all know what happened that night, okay? And it's our secret. And we got to live with that for the rest of our lives. You know, my parents came home. They weren't dead. Everything got fucked up that night. But I just want to make a pact with you here in front of this exhibit that we don't say anything forever. Okay? That means if you go away to Yale, you don't say anything. That means if one day you become a security guard, you don't say anything.
Uh-huh.
That means if one day you want to open up.
Is this the permit office?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to have to shut it down. Apparently a permit was given to open up a pornography museum.
Wait, hold on. Harold,
11.
Are you okay? Harold, is it your heart again?
It might be my heart.
Look at me, Harold. Look at me.
I can't. Oh, look, I got to get this out.
Me,
I got to say my thing and then we can get help. We got to shut it down and we got to take all the money.
He's having a heart attack. He's had two before. They say the three is the killer. Come on. Help me.
I've had a couple heart attacks too. You want me to stop?
Can you call 911?
Wait, this is important. I need to say something.
Oh, my God,
you're... Before you go, wait, I want to tell him something. I didn't give that permit out. I said no.
What?
That must be a black market permit. Kill my granddaughter.
Wow, it's a vial of water from the pond thing and the Truman Show.
Wow, this is sick. This is
Holy
so cool.
Shit, is that the number 23 from... The number 23?
Oh, my God. This is sick. Here, get a photo with it. I'm gonna touch it. I'm going to touch the 23.
Yeah. Okay. Here you go. Got it.
Nice. Security is so much more lax here than the other museums, you know?
Yeah. Hey, fellas. You guys like Jim Carrey?
Sure do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that means you probably like comedy in general, huh?
Yeah, we love
it.
All right. Check this out. I got 2 free passes to see Nikki Schitt's tonight.
Oh.
What?
He's doing a secret underground set tonight and tonight only. And I only can give these to super fans of comedy.
These tickets look like they're just, I mean, it looks like you just wrote this on a piece of paper.
Yeah, that's how underground it is.
Oh, okay.
I mean, no one's seen him since he walked off his sitcom 6 months ago. This would be amazing.
This is exciting.
This is exciting. This is amazing. All right, I'll leave you guys there. I'll see you tonight, 6 p.m.
You bet. Man, there's no way this isn't true.
What do you mean my grandfather didn't leave me any money? He just left me lifetime passes to the WB lot.
I'm sorry, that's just all the records show.
Just to watch whatever sitcoms I want?
Yes.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Good gift. I didn't even know that was a thing. No, no, no.
Well,
he had money
for
me. He had money for me because he didn't ever want me to work.
The city has acquired his finances. So thank you. There's a line, please.
What is that? I don't even know what that, like his, the city. You're giving me a lot of attitude and I'm grieving.
Okay. I'm working. There's a line.
I'm next.
Thank you.
Hi. My grandmother died. I want to see what she left me.
Okay. Let me just look at the files here. Okay. Do you have proof of grandmarship? Do you have any cookies or any gifts she used to give you?
You can see my cheek right here. It's a little red. So she pinched my cheek my whole life.
Well, you pinched it right then, so I can't
okay,
tell.
Okay, okay.
Let me see the other side. Let me see the other side. Okay, that's a little red. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Right there. Oh, great. Okay, she left you a two-story estate right outside Philadelphia, Penmore. Okay.
Can I get the address, please?
Yes, 6416.
64
Ashton Road.
Ashton Road.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
74093.
7409.
Phone number is 646.
646.
I'm next. Sorry, I just had to. It was a long hallway. So what did he leave me something or something? I didn't expect to be in the will or anything like that. I just kind of worked for him.
Let me see here.
Charlene Davis.
That's just kind of my intuition. I just like plopped my finger on your name without even knowing it. I just knew it.
I just got summoned. They served me. They pretended to be a bouquet salesman and served me. Summoned.
We have to do that. We have to do that. It's actually a scary job. As most of his finances, if not all of them, have been acquired by the city, but he did. He was able to leave this to you here. It's a golden permit. It's a 4-inch thick, 6-inch wide golden permit. It's huge. It's just pure gold. So,
holy crap.
You want to take that?
How much do you think that this is worth?
I have no idea. If I had to guess, $2-3 billion. Huh? I had to guess. But just.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming out to this very secretive performance. Let's snap your fingers if you're in a good mood.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, he's been gone for a while, but he's been in the lab, so to speak, cooking up some funnies just for you. Now, we don't have long because we are squatting here in this warehouse, but he's going to do his set as best he can. Make some noise for the one, the only, Nicholas Schitzman.
Woo! All right. Woo! Yeah. Woo! Okay.
Hey, everybody.
That's not Nicky Schitz.
It's not Nicky Schitz.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Who wants a bag of pretzels? Who wants a bag of pretzels?
What the hell is this? That's his warm-up guy.
I don't really want this bag of pretzels. Oh, God. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me, man.
And that's our show. let's meet everybody, see what they're up to. Jackie Gonzalez to Ruthie.
Hey, Cole. Thanks for having me. What a good time. Yeah. Love this crew of peeps. You know me. I'm watching and talking all about Christmas movies all the time. So you can check it out on the most wonderful pod of the year. That's where you can find me. And at Jackie DeRuthy on Instagram. You might as well.
Nice. Thank you, Chris Alvarado.
Thank you, Cole. It's fun to play with you and everybody as always. You know, last week I got to do a show at the Westside Comedy Theater. Those are starting to pick back up. So if you are in the Santa Monica area, or I guess just in Los Angeles, come check out a show. The improv shows are typically Monday nights. You can go to westsidecomedy.com to see when I'm playing, when other people in this podcast are playing. Actually, Cole, I saw you there on Monday as well.
Yeah, I did a show with Cobernauts last night.
Cobernauts, heyday. I'm sure Bear Supply will be making a
Pretty Pony
soon.
At some point.
Pretty Pony, yeah. So check that out. WestsideComedy.com.
Nice. Craig Kukowski.
I gotta say, if from the second scene, canonically, Jim Carrey received his first acting role, being promoted from security guard to a walk-on part in the Nicky Schitt sitcom. Then, 6 months later, after Nicky Schitt had walked off his sitcom, there was a full devoted Jim Carrey museum dedicated to all the movies and television shows he had shot in that six-month period. So this is now canonically true in the world of Alchemy This from now on. And I recommend the documentary Jim and Andy, The Great Beyond, if you want to see a little more about Jim Carrey's working process as a serious method actor.
Great. And go ahead and change his Wikipedia page to reflect everything you just said. James Heaney.
Well, I'm so excited to be finishing another episode of Alchemy This. If you'd like to join us on November 27th, it's our live hang. It will be our Thanksgiving-style live hang. It's the last Saturday of every month at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Twitch.tv/AlchemyThis.
Nice. Joey Greer.
I can't. I said it once. I'll say it again. Get the soup. Get the soup. That's all I'm going to say. Can't say anymore. Legally.
Well, we understand. I'm at Cole Stratton, or at Stratton Cole on socials. SFSketchfest.com, 20th anniversary festival in January, the 7th through the 23rd, is coming back. We're optimistic everything will go okay, because, you know, the world is still a bit of a dumpster fire. Our lineup comes out November 19th, so head on over there then. Tickets on sale on the 21st. Some podcast called Alchemy This will probably be part of the lineup.
Holy shit.
Wow.
So check out that day and come see us live in San Francisco, gang. Let's thank our engineer and producer, Doug Bame.
Bame.
And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
Until next time,
Alchemy This!
Coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun.
Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.